Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 25, Personal and Impersonal Realization, Part 3. Pranava, or Omkara, is the chief vibration found in the Vedic hymns, and Omkara is considered to be the sound form of the Supreme Lord. From Omkara, all Vedic hymns have emanated, and the world itself has also emanated from this Omkara sound. The words Tat Tvam Asi are also found in the Vedic hymns, but are not the chief vibrations. Rather, they are explanations of the constitutional position of the living entity. Tat Tvam Asi means that the living entity is a spiritual particle of the Supreme Spirit. But this is not the chief motif or topic of the Vedanta or Vedic literatures. The chief sound representation of the Supreme is Omkara. All these faulty explanations of Vedanta Sutra are considered atheistic. Because the Mayavadi philosophers do not accept the eternal, transcendental form of the Supreme Lord, they are unable to engage in real devotional service. Thus, the Mayavadi philosopher is forever bereft of Krishna consciousness and Krishna's devotional service. The pure devotee of the Personality of Godhead never accepts the Mayavadi philosophy as an actual path to transcendental realization. The Mayavadi philosophers hover in the moral and immoral material atmosphere of the cosmic world, and consequently they are always engaged in rejecting and accepting material enjoyment. Mayavadis have falsely accepted the non-spiritual as the spiritual, and as a result, they have forgotten the spiritual eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as Krishna's name, quality, and entourage. Mayavadis consider the transcendental pastimes, name, form, and qualities of the Supreme to be products of material nature. And because of their acceptance and rejection of material pleasure and misery, the Mayavadi philosophers are eternally subjected to material misery. The actual devotees of the Lord are always in disagreement with the Mayavadi philosophers. There is no way that impersonalism can possibly represent eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Being situated in imperfect knowledge of liberation, the Mayavadi decries eternity, knowledge, and bliss as materialism. And because Mayavadis reject devotional service, they are unintelligent and unable to understand the effects of devotional service. The word jugglery Mayavadis use in the attempt to amalgamate knowledge, the knowable, and the knower, simply reveals them to be unintelligent. The doctrine of byproduct is the real purport of the beginning of Vedanta Sutra. The Lord is empowered with innumerable, unlimited energies, and consequently, Krishna displays these byproducts of His energies in different ways. For everything is under Krishna's control. The Supreme Lord is also the Supreme Controller, and Krishna is manifest in innumerable energies and expansions. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 25, Personal and Impersonal Realization, Part 3. Recorded September 8, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Pangarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Rajahansa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapha Bhata Pittai Kantavarodhana Vidhau Smaranam Kutaske. O my dear Lord Krishna, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the stems of the lotus feet of your lordship and be locked up in their network. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up with cough, how will it be possible for me to think of you? Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarva Avastangata Apiva Yatsmaret Pundarika Akshang Sabhaya Abhyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. Either pure or impure, or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one can remember the lotus-eyed Lord Vishnu, he or she becomes externally and internally clean. Mattulyo nasti papatma na paradhicha kashchana pariharepi lajjame King Bhruve Purushottama. Dear Lord, let us inform you that no one is more sinful than us, nor is there any offender like us. And even if we wanted to mention our sinful activities, we would immediately become ashamed. What to speak of giving them up? Tatra kirtayato vipra, viprasher bhuri tejasaha, ahankyad yagamang tatra, nivishtastad anugrahat, sohangva sravayishyami, yathaditang yathamati. O learned Brahmanas, when Shukadeva Goswami was reciting the Bhagavatam in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I, Suta Goswami, heard him with rapt attention, and thus, by Shukadev's mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. So now, I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him, and as far as I have personally realized it. Amuni adanyani dina antarani hare tvad alokanam antarena anatha bandho karunaika sindho ha hanta katang nayami. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O friend of the helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. And because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have now become unbearable, and I do not know how I shall pass my time.